Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Have you ever found a box of old letters in a closet or maybe in grandma's basement, and you have gotten a glimpse of what someone was like in the past and what they were thinking and doing? Or maybe you've had this experience of yourself. You have recently found yourself scrolling through old text messages or DMs from a relationship in the past, and you get a sense of who you were at that time, and you are reminded of how your actions then in the past were then the contents of a letter or a message that you were sending at that time, and you get a reminder of who you were, and you wonder to yourself, is that who I really was? So I want to ask you to consider for just a moment, what is the letter like that you're writing with your life today? What's the legacy that you are leaving behind in this interesting season that we find ourselves in? Or to frame it in another way, as I heard Pastor Andy Stanley put it, what's your COVID-19 story going to be? What are you going to be able to look back on and say, this is how I lived and this is how I loved at this time? What is the letter we're going to find in the future going to sound like? What's that letter going to look like to someone else if they were to read it? And how do we want our lives to be reflected upon in the future? Now, I'm going through this season just like everybody else is, and I want to confess that I'm not proud of all the ways that my letters of this season are being written or the ways that they represent how I'm living. And so I don't want to ever put myself up there as the example to follow. Rather, I think we should look at another letter that had been written for people, and it's specifically a letter that was written that I think is very relevant for us in this time. And that letter is the letter to the Philippians. Now, specifically, this letter that has been written can be found in the New Testament, that part of the Bible that's in the latter half, and it was written by Paul. And this letter that he wrote to the Philippians, I think, is especially helpful and relevant for us today, and here's why. It was written by Paul while he was in prison. Now, we are not in prison during this time of social distancing, although admittedly, this might be as close as many of us ever get to experiencing an approximation of that. But I think there's some resonance in with what Paul was experiencing then and what we're experiencing in a little bit today, that there are circumstances that we didn't choose that can really inform the way that we are writing our letters. And so I think Paul's specific situation that he found himself in does inspire some parallel to what he was writing to be especially relevant for us today. And additionally, I think Paul himself is a person whose letters are worth paying attention to, because Paul himself has a backstory that is one that is interesting and not one that is full of all upward into the right moments. Because remember, Paul was the one who was formerly Saul. And Saul, when he was this former self, he was a Pharisee who was trying to stamp out the early movement of Jesus' followers. He was literally the one who was at the hand of the sword or commanding the killing of Christians in those early days, and he was stamping out the very movement that he would then become the leader of later on. And so if that's not a past that you want written down, I don't know what one is. Additionally, Paul was one who described having an affliction of the flesh. It was specifically looked at and thought of as a thorn in the side. And we don't know if Paul had a literal physical ailment or a struggle of some kind, or if he had sort of an emotional thorn in the flesh that was with him, and that could have been his past very well. But no matter what Paul was in his life as Paul, he had this history of being Saul that was part of his letter. And so when we hear what he teaches, and when we hear what he writes, I think it comes through as an extra special reminder of someone who went through many different things, went through struggles, and could still offer up encouragement and teaching that was as applicable and relevant for a situation like we're in today. And so that's who Paul was, and that's who he was writing to and why he was writing. And so I think these teachings from Philippians can be especially helpful for us today. And this letter that he wrote was a legacy of his own life and also an inspiration to the people in Philippi of how Paul wanted them to live as well. And so what does Paul's letter say and how can it help us today? He says that he wants the people to be filled with love, filled with more love and knowledge of God's love for them so that their love for God and their love for others can increase and overflow as well. The hope that Paul has is the prayer that Paul has for them. And he's saying that, I pray that your knowledge of God's love for you can grow and grow and grow so that your love for God and your love for others can increase as well, that it can be an overflow, and so that your lives can then be a pursuit of the best that God wants for you, so that your life can be the best version that God wants it to be for you, but also so that the world can become the best place that God wants it to be. Because that's the way that God's love works, is God's love for us inspires us to be the best people we can be, but God's love also inspires us to help the world become the place that God wants it to be. And so in the midst of everything that Paul's going through, that's exactly what he offers up as his hope and prayer for his friends, the Philippians. He says that no matter what the circumstances are that I'm in, my prayer and my hope for you is that you can grow in your love for God and your love for others. And that's what he wants for them. And the beautiful thing is that's what God wants for us right now too. God wants us to still grow in our knowledge of God's love for us and God's love for the world so that we can love God more and so that we can love others more. So that we can help the world become the place that God wants it to be and so that we can become the place that God wants us to, the people that God wants us to be. And so that's what Paul's hope and prayer was for the people of Philippians, and that's God's hope and prayer for us today. But then the question is, how do we change our way of living so that we can actually have more knowledge of God's love for us and God's love for the world? How can we change the input, as it were, of our lives now so that the output of our lives later, the letters, those records of who we are, could then be something that is something that we are proud of in our later days? And there are two ways that we can grow in our knowledge of God's love. The first of which is to look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And the second is to spend time with people who we see living out the love of God. Now, one of the things that is happening in our world right now is that many of us have a little more time on our hands, and we can spend our time in any number of different ways. And so I want to encourage you to think about doing this in a specific way, and I want to encourage you to look towards the stories and the life and teachings of Jesus, and to do so, to take some of that extra time you have right now and to study the Gospels, to look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to find some time in your life in the next 30 days to read one of those Gospels. Now, the reason I'm suggesting to read one of those Gospels is specifically because what we know is that when we look at Jesus, we get a glimpse of exactly who God is. We get a glimpse of exactly what God wants, because God being in Jesus, Jesus being God, is the way that we know God's love. God decided to show us perfect love through Jesus, and we can get a glimpse of that through the study of the Gospels. And so I want to tell you a little bit about those Gospels. If you want to read the shortest one, go look at the book of the Gospel of Mark. If you want to read my favorite, take a look at the Gospel of John. Now, no matter which one you pick, I want you to think about taking some time over the next 30 days to really read and study the Gospel. Ask yourself, and maybe even take some notes and answer the question, how does Jesus love, and how might I love more? Because if we can change our input of our lives, then we can change the output of our lives. And if I'm being honest, and I always aspire to be so, if I think back to the last 3 months and I think to myself, what moments of the letter that I'm writing am I not proud of? It's because I had plenty of knowledge of what's going on in this time rolling around in my head, and not enough knowledge of God's love rolling around in my head. Not enough of Jesus rolling around in my head, not enough of his teachings rolling around in my head, not enough of his inspiration being the inspiration for my actions. And so I think I stand here with all of you knowing that I need more of the story of Jesus in my life so that the story that I'm writing of my life can be one that I'm proud of at any time that someone might take a look at it. And so take a look at those Gospels. And the other thing I want to encourage you to think about doing is spending some time with someone who inspires the love of Christ in you. Someone who lives and leads and loves in a way that you just go, and man, that is just like Jesus, or the best of my understanding. And in this time when you might have a few extra moments, I want you to reach out to them and see if you could spend some time with them. It might be more virtual connection right now than in real life, but ask them to spend some time with them. And when they say yes, because they will, ask them directly, you know, I noticed that you live in love like Jesus. How do you do that? And then let them tell you. You'll be better for having had that conversation. You'll be more inspired to live like Jesus yourself. Now, if you can't do that or don't know of someone specifically, or you are thinking that it'd be a little intimidating, I can also suggest to you to find yourself reading some different authors or listening to some different podcasters. There's other ways to get in touch with those kinds of voices that are inspiring to our life so that we can have more love. And if you need help finding one of those, let me know or let Pastor Amanda know, and we can help you find a voice that might speak to you in a language and in a way that inspires you. But either way, whether it's diving into the Gospels in a new way or a renewed way, or finding time with someone who is inspiring your faith journey, it's my hope, like it was Paul's hope, that the people of Philippians could abound more in love. It's my hope for you, and it's God's hope for you as well, that your life can be filled with love, so that you can then pursue the best that God has for you, and so that you can help the world become the place God wants it to be. And if you can do one or both of these things, then your letter is going to sound more like Paul's letter, a letter filled with God's love for others and God's love for you. And if you can allow your life to be filled with more of God's love, then you will find the life that God wants for you, and you will help the world become the place God wants it to be for all people. And that's what God wants for us, is lives filled with God's love and a world filled with God's love, both now and always. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.